We had a military wedding, and God, he looks so handsome in his blues.
He's wearing the military dress blues.
And all of our military friends, they had a saber arch with the swords that you walk underneath after you say your vows and you're officially married. And then the guys slap me on the butt with the swords and say, "Welcome to the Army, ma'am."
Yeah.
We've been married for how long? 9 months. What do you think the hardest thing's been so far?
The hardest thing is definitely never being able to have any kind of consistent time together. Because, well, since we were married, we went on a honeymoon and it was great for 5 days. And then I was gone to Afghanistan for 4 months. And, you know, we were going on missions. And sometimes I'd just have to say, "Hey, I'm going to be gone for a couple of days. I can't call you." When in truth, I was going, you know, into this mission that there was good chance that we were going to get shot or killed. And all I could say to you is, "I can't talk to you for 2 days." You know, that always uncertainty of, am I coming back? Is he coming back? And just, you
know. Are things going to be the same when you come back? They definitely haven't been the same.
And they weren't. It was a struggle at first. But I think now we're getting back to the good place where we were at before.
I agree. I told you this in the car right before you went to Afghanistan. I told you that if you didn't come home, that you've always been the best man that I've ever known. And I was so happy that we decided to get married. And I'm still really happy that we did, even though sometimes I definitely have a lot of doubts about this lifestyle. And I know it's not forever, the military, but I'm very proud to be with you. And I just love you a lot. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.